The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
In public, good afternoon. All praises to the God Almighty, my Lord.
Yeah, come a little closer. Put the mic a little closer.
All praises to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Good afternoon to everybody. Commuters, drivers, everybody.
Yeah, man. All right. So tell us what exactly happened this morning. What was it?
Well, there are unconfirmed reports that it had an incident this morning on a maxi about 6 a.m. And apparently the driver and all the commuters were relieved of their valuables, which is very, very unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, terrible, but this is something that's been, I haven't heard of it for a while, but it's something that happened before. And I hope this will start like a new trend.
Well, it is a seasonal thing. We know that from time to time when it have events coming up and the carnival season, it is a long season, it will have events coming up and these guys and them function in terms of opportunity. When they see the opportunity and they utilize it. And it's just very unfortunate because in this scenario here, the maxi taxi driver, believe it or not, the industry suffers a lot from that.
When something like this happens, what happens? I mean, people had to travel with their maxi, but you find yourself a decline in the maxi
well,
and population
confidence,
after.
Confidence is a hell of a thing. And once confidence is being eroded, you have to very stand up and look and pay attention to that because you don't want confidence in your service or in this industry decline in any form or fashion.
Yeah. All right. But what could be done? Like I say, I suggest, a sting operation. We have officers, licensed officers, posing as posing as passengers, taking the maxi. They could be up on this. I'm on the bus route on main road.
On the bus route.
Yeah, I mean, for the life of me, I've been asking or suggesting that for a while now.
Well, you and myself, we have said that numerous times. The president of the association, Maxi Taxi, Mr. Ian Hewitt, we have said this in numerous forums, why you don't have some plainclothes officers riding Maxi and just radioing to your comrades and them, hey, meet me by probably Ediat, meet me by Mover Junction, meet me by wherever, and let the vehicles and them be there. And when the maxis approach these vehicles, he just announced, hey, for now, just driver pull aside. This is a stop and search, and search the commuters and see if anything do come up, and use the TTPS and also the transit unit public relation to push this initiative to let the public and the perpetrators know that at any given point in time, you does not know if there will be plainclothes officers riding any maxi in particular.
Yeah, where exactly did this happen?
We hear it happening on the Beetham. I wouldn't say so.
But when most of the time when I hear that happen, that is where it does happen. That beat them stop off there or it goes between Mover Junction and where they drop off and thing. And he beat them.
Well, boy, for the years in Maxi, it happens all along the bus route. But again, there were tendons to say, sometimes when it do happen, if it happened one or two times, you will say, well, hey, that is the customary thing. But we know for a fact it happens all along the bus route. And days are gone by where you could say, hey, you see, Sawa is a hotspot to be careful you're picking up.
Everywhere is a hotspot.
Anywhere hotspot. Because you have a lot of people who come by Kane Farm when the mall is over, and a lot of people they infiltrate the maxis in the vehicles because you know a volume of people come in. It hard to really differentiate from who is who. I hear people say they criticize the maxi drivers and say, oh, let us pick up any and anybody. It's difficult as a driver to make a split decision to say, hey, you see, he, I am sure about he, because I could tell you for a fact we have executive members who on the association presently right now got hold up from people who were in long sleeve and tie and put a knife to the head to the neck and say, hey, it's a hold up. And the person was totally shocked because he expecting somebody in a long sleeve with a tie to say, hey, this is a hold up.
But there are people in hijab and all robbing the thing. So you never know.
Right.
Another thing we could suggest to, I mean, they don't even have them working on the port, but what about scanners? From the time somebody coming in maxi, they have a beep, 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 is that in your bag, they think?
I made that comment in a certain forum, and the idea was well received, and some of the people in that forum say, hey, I will carry this a little further. And we saying that the city gate is probably the largest transit hub in the Caribbean. And right now, presently in the landscape of Trinidad and Tobago, if you go into any government ministry building, before you enter, what do you meet up scanners? So why it is you have a main transit hub like this, you don't have scanners there. So when people before the body in the maxi, they have to pass through the scanners, and it will also work vice versa.
It's not a regular stop and search by city gate. I don't think I've ever seen it. There's have that.
What we're saying, heading into the carnival season, you have this volume of people coming into the capital.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be wise to have scanners there so that when it have carnival events, people who come out of a maxi will not be coming into Port of Spain with anything.
Yeah, for real.
And the national security personnel or the people in charge should have jumped on this idea.
But this is no rocket science, man. They'd like to say, you know, oh gosh, these regular people could think about why they're not doing anything.
Well, but again, it's a political will, and probably who it comes from. It probably comes from Mr. Third Base and Mr. Brenton Knights, who is probably
he's nobody.
Right, and he's not no crime suppression engineers or whatever you may call it. and that is it. We even propose, and this is an initiative the association trying to get off, but again, it will have a little challenge in terms of having a unit. For years, we have it in our minds to have a panic button in the maxi. But you have to have a unit to respond to that.
Okay.
Now, the association to fit that unit is a little challenging right now in terms of...
No, but there's a business opportunity. Anybody listen who have a business, there's like a security firm. You know, there's one I could think of, I ain't gonna call no name, but a security firm could take up on this and, you know, an outfit maxis, maybe if you all had a... purchase it and buy it or get together or some kind of thing. I'm sure you wouldn't want it for free.
No, but we're willing because the membership, I can tell you, we are on a little drive right now in terms of with the membership, and the membership is on board for betterment in the industry.
Betterment anything, boy. Right, so let me get a maxi taxi. The maxi taxi unit, now man, a maxi taxi security unit. I like that thing, and the panic button go to a certain unit and they alert
via GPS, and you can get my location.
Yeah.
And even when that panic button, it might have a light on top of the maxi.
Yeah.
So even other vehicles around might be able to see that it's maxi in distress.
Again, not rocket science, man. Come on, man. All these things could work. What about the security along the bus? Sometimes you used to see police vehicles park up and thing. I know there's
the transit roadblocks. Yeah. Well, the transit unit, again, they got some more manpower.
There can't be lack of vehicles, because I seen way the new series, I know, PEH, PEG, all that outside there. So it can't be vehicles.
Well, again, they got a little initiative, and they got a little some allocations.
Yeah.
So you seen a little beef up in them. But again, my humble opinion, the structure of the transit unit does be dwindling from time to time because of how it's set up. People use it as a stepping stone to move on to greener pastures. And maybe somewhere along the line, funding needs to come to be more suitable for the unit, so it could be more sustainable in terms of the manpower.
But the Ministry of National Security does get the money, boy. They get the money. Where the money does go? What the money is doing?
Well, that is the question, and that is the meaning to this election season or this election year that we're in.
Mm.
You'll be hearing that a lot.
Right.
And I think for over the years, you and I, who are citizens of this country, have asked that question many times.
Right, and
we haven't gotten the answer. I don't think we have gotten the answer, really.
All right. So you, as the president, what is the way forward? I mean, when something like this happens, we're in a meeting. You're doing what
well, first of all, we just ask the drivers and even the commuters, make a report.
Mm-hmm.
And in this climate that we're in, people very hesitant to make a report, even to the association and to the police station. But we're trying to ask them to do it, make a report. And again, as we open the program with confidence, the problem is confidence is being eroded away from people having that sense of security and confidence. When they make a report, something will happen or they will see some redress. So our way forward is that we keep sensitizing the drivers, and the association is trying its utmost best to pull some things together, and we have some sensitive talks taking place with some players in the fraternity and in the industry, meaning the authorities, and we're very optimistic that some things will bear fruit in the not too distant future.
I know this one a little drastic, but I know sometimes could happen the use of cell phones in the maxi, because somebody could be making a call and say, yeah boy, where you're coming up by Kane family, by you're coming up by somewhere, yeah. This one good to go to rob and thing. I mean, you can't tell people don't use a cell phone.
No. We have seen that happening in the past. And the drivers over the years, who is the experienced drivers, aware of these things. You will have a guy stop here by this stop.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And why is he going down the road? You will tell, hey, I have two fellas down the road, or somebody to pick up lower down the road.
Ah.
And some of these drivers who not experienced does fall for that.
For that. Okay.
And they will stop lower down and bam.
Like,
or sometimes they even tell you, they press the bell, this guy now come in. And by the time the driver drive a little few meters, he press the bell, he are coming out. And by the time you press the bell, and you look,
Two men coming.
But some of the experienced drivers are aware that, hey, you see this? That guy now coming, he press the belly. Let me be aware of my surroundings.
Yeah.
So when I reach there, you know, I don't stop exactly where I can't see who be observant of what's taking place.
Right.
And if you feel something suspicious, you drive off.
Now, well, I'm not going to ask you what are some of the things drivers should look out for, be suspicious of.
Well, as I said, it very dynamic and it changed. Like I said earlier on, sometimes you used to say, hey, Kirep is a hotspot. Sawa is a hotspot. But now these guys and them coming in anywhere and they're mixing with anybody.
Yeah, boy.
It very, very difficult to extend. But I will say this honestly to me, what I just use every single day, you wouldn't believe it. Prayers.
Yeah, well, how's the most sacred day, yes?
I just ultimately every single morning as I will pray and ask God for guidance. And thank God so far, thus far. With me and a few other guys, I know it have worked. But again, the reality is that we have to put other measures in place.
What about giving maxi taxi owners or drivers and thing, license firearms for that?
No, I'll be very cautionate with that statement and cautionate to endorse it. Why I'm saying is that is a holistical thing that if you want to introduce that or introduce your industry in the landscape where that is concerned, you have to be responsible, and the responsibility is that it is not just to say give the drivers and them fire.
I mean, talking about any and everybody. Of course, you had to go through certain,
and training, training and awareness, because believe it or not, it's difficult to get a fire, but it's very easy to lose it. Very, very easy to lose it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of responsibility comes with a firearm. And again, you may end up in some situations that if the robberies are let me say, not violent because they're of the opinion the driver doesn't have a FUL, if he knows that the driver has a FUL and the adamant that they must capitalize on this opportunity, it could escalate to something more serious.
Yeah.
But I could say that I am aware that they have. And I could see this openly here. There are some drivers who carry.
All right, okay, very good.
They are. And licensed, not illegal, licensed. They are.
Yeah. All right, 625-2257, 627-3223. If you all have any suggestions that we could do to help out this maxi taxi situation, you don't call us up and let us know. I really realize a lot of people start back taking the bus and thing, but maybe they feel safe. I think some people feel safer with the PTSD.
Well, because one PTSC and the payment system is there, there's no cash on board, but you still have your valuables. You have computers, you have your laptop, you have you have your iPad, you have your phones. Still, you have a lot of valuables on the vehicle, on the buses.
Yeah.
It's just the only opportunity where they really start targeting maxis for is because of the cash that the driver had.
Well, I know, but that's another thing too. What about no cash on board? What about if we have the maxi taxi system where you could swipe your card or like in even in MTS where you pay for, you pay for a particular card and you put money on the card and you could swipe with the
So we look at that. You know? We look at that. We had some people approach us last year. They ended up last year to introduce a cashless system. But when we look at the service providing for that, for the amount of people that's be in and out of a maxi, the service charge for that, it's going to mark up a lot to you as the holder of that. And days will be we ain't finding middle ground. A way, if the markup is very minimum.
If it's your safety, could be involved, I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you. But again, when you look at the markup, if it's 25 cents or 50 cents, when you add up that to say 300 people at the end of the day, check how much money you have to pay for every time you swipe for 50 cents. It's a lot of money. And again, you as the individual, and that might be on the onus of the driver, because the owner, he might put in the infrastructure, but who are the account? The driver. So then the driver now,
I think whoever the company it is implementing our system, the company can make the money.
Well, again, it will have to have a financial institution attached to it.
Yeah.
And days when the markup come. Days when the markup come. I think I've encountered where I went to pay for some services in certain parts, place.
Yeah.
And if I pay in my cash, is less.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if I have to pay via links, mm-hmm. I have to pay more.
Mm-hmm.
Something like some, yeah, I have to pay a more service charge. In some cases, $50 or $40 according to what it is.
What?
Yeah. Because of the electronic transaction.
Mm-hmm.
So they move the cost away from them onto you.
Right, yeah, of course.
And sometimes you question yourself, hey, does it really make sense I work with this car to pay or I work with my cash?
Mm. Yeah, boy. But in terms of like I say, your car tells sometimes some men coming in, jacket and tie and thing, but you know, and you don't want to discriminate that kind of thing, but sometimes, but you can't say this one have a look of this because it could be man, woman, dog, cat, child, they could look them, but what, you know, in terms of looking, if a driver get a certain instinct, you know, if his mind tell him don't pick up that person, I mean.
Well, a lot of the seasoned drivers do that. Even myself, I just drive.
Yeah.
I just work maxi too.
Right.
And I just work and I say the first thing I just do before I leave home, I just spray.
Mm-hmm.
And my instinct does, according to how I feel, I leave here.
Mm-hmm.
I leave here and again, if something funny, iffy going on inside, I say, hey, how far are you reaching, partner? And my eye on you, and I say, how far are you reaching? And they say, well, I'm reaching so and so. And sometimes the car identify where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say, but how you know where you're going? Something wrong. Better you take it here.
Yeah.
You know, but again, even the camera system in the maxi.
Yeah, no, right, really, now, hidden, like a hidden camera system.
But we have camera systems in the maxi that people could see.
Okay.
But we have a little challenge, and the TC, the Transport Commissioner, up to the challenge because when they ban music in Maxi, it was a ban across the board to all electronics devices.
Mm-hmm.
Only it was only allowed to have a little radio on and a speaker with certain specifications.
Right.
Now, the Transport Commissioner understand that how that was worded and how it was set up, maybe the spirit of the law is what really was targeted for audio. Mm-hmm. So you don't really have a problem with the visual part and the surveillance. But again, it is not in law given with the authority, and we're asking for that a little while now.
We're asking for that a while now. You can't get that?
Well, again, you know the bureaucracy that's going in this country from time to time.
Hmm.
So drivers do have cameras, but again, if you meet somebody who wants to go to the law, they could penalize you for having a camera and a screen to see and to monitor in your vehicle because of the legislation was done to ban the music in maxi taxi.
Yeah, boy. So no more hard pong in the maxi.
Nope. So and that was a culture, and I know you was part of that culture, Mr. Mace.
No more hard pong in the maxi, boy. So we banned that, and then we just. Boy, leave out for the things. But I know what I'm telling you, partner. It's very disheartening to know that it's what 6 o'clock in the morning and fellas getting up with it to think to rob people, boy.
And what is heartbreaking to the drivers, and I know most drivers could relate to that, if you have a variety of people. You have women who is people mother, who is people wife. It may have young children and somebody to experience a traumatic
thing. Yeah, that traumatizing, boy. Yeah, boy.
It is very traumatic. Mm. And again, if it's as far as we hear, and it's firearm related, it is very traumatic.
Mm. Yeah, boy. And that will make some men not even want to, like what time Maxi does lock off in the night and thing. You know, there was a time when you could go sit to get him after a concert, after a show, and get a Maxi.
But we still have 24-hour service.
It's still a 24-hour service after all that?
Yes.
We.
But you saying that during COVID, my drivers, my comrades and them did not stop working, you know.
Okay, okay.
A few of my comrades died with the virus because they refused to stop working.
Mm. Yeah, remember that.
Yeah. And we went down to 50% capacity. We were running in a situation where we were running in a bus, but because the drivers were dedicated and saw the value of the service that they're providing, they stayed out.
Mm.
I initially, when the virus did not hit Trinidad, I initially did withhold my service for about a week or two.
Yeah.
And then when I called wrong, I go, hey, nice, we out here, we never move, we continue. And that motivated me to come out and start to work. But again, a lot of drivers got sick and died.
Yeah, boy. When the man did say, who are the dead? Yeah, boy. So it's really a fact then, Waka, put your hand in the sand whenever they have any events and thing, the crime level does go up. So if you know that, why we don't heighten up the security? But they just say it's the safest carnival. It can't just be Monday and Tuesday, or the safest Christmas can't just be the day before Christmas. Everything had to be leading up to all now, so before. Had the place hot. I mean, we not SO and them fellas still doing this thing, by.
Well, again, if you sometimes if you only rely on manpower, you have to use technology and put infrastructural work in place. Mm-hmm. Now, we when we had this summit, we lined the bus with a lot of cameras. But you and I know over the years, some of these cameras and them stop functioning, and it need probably even a little upgrading to some of them to the better cameras.
Is the way to go.
And certain things and that is it. That is relies in the remit of the procuratorial directorate.
Mm-hmm.
You and I can't do that.
Yeah, but I take a call. Hello, good afternoon. Hello. Hello. We lost that one. Remember 625-2257. The two numbers working now. 625-2257 and 627-3323. Right, we're talking to the president of the Maxi Taxi Association, Route 2 Maxi Taxi Association. Maxi was robbed this morning. We want our trend to start back. Any suggestions? Hello?
Hey, Bish.
Yeah.
You and your honorable guest there. I want to pay tribute and salute those persons on that, in that traffic, at that road. They are doing major work, and you must commend them for what they're doing. Hmm? Pardon?
Who? What road is that?
Maxi Taxi bus route.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're doing a wonderful job.
Yeah, man.
I remember COVID was still operating, you know, as you said before.
Yeah, but we call them began rob and thing, man. They give the robbing Maxi and thing, man.
How do we stop that, base? Well, how do we stop that?
Hmm.
You can't put a police in every Maxi taxi base.
Nobody.
You can't do that.
Well, they could.
Carry a sting operation.
But right, I was saying we should have a sting operation, and I sure if some men get bossed up in a thing, they go stop, though.
Okay, base.
Yeah, as you already do, we had to get a sting operation going, man. There's nothing to do. Come on, give a man a job, hold it, ride Maxi up and down, hold it for a couple of weeks. Hello, good afternoon.
Miss.
Yeah, hey, partner.
Okay,
yeah, man.
My suggestion, the owner of the Maxi,
mm-hmm.
right, hire some old-time soldier and
mm.
But they have to go to the government to get firearm license.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Protect their interests.
Yeah, but that's our money there. What about that? You willing to do the what about that? So we willing to do that? Have some men in the hire some private ones in the Maxi? We're gonna do that.
Yeah, well, this is a good suggestion again, but again, it might start off as a good initiative.
Mm.
And again, as you know, you in this industry in terms of promotions
mm-hmm.
and posting party, you know sometimes what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
When you go with an idea and you say you want this amount of strength,
mm-hmm.
and when they look at the foot traffic and the amount of people, you end up with something that is ballooned.
Mm.
And so we have to be careful with all of these things. It sounds good,
yeah.
But when you put it on pen and paper mm-hmm. and on the drawing board, and then you present it physically, you just have something totally different. I just want to touch on something here.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we have to understand the climate of Trinidad and Tobago
mm-hmm.
and even the global world.
Yeah.
We are experiencing a situation where people are prone to be very lawless. And it comes back to the fabric of the society.
Yeah.
And basically, you and I are men. We are men.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. We mm-hmm. are men. We are male. And what caused a decline in some of the social behavior in just the absence of men?
Well, yeah, of course.
I as a man, it doesn't make me proud to say, listen, we as men in that aspect has failed miserably. You know?
Yeah, boy. I always say that. Men going through. I say that. No, I say that men going through. Look at even in schools. I find it have too many female teachers in the schools. Too many female teachers in school. I'm talking about that years now. Look at the thing what they did the other day with this schoolboy raffling, fighting with that teacher on the ground and thing. You could have had that back any time when we go into school.
But if
you're
it happened,
fighting a teacher.
And if it happened when you reach home.
Are you mad?
The amount of licks you're getting from your mother, your grandmother, your grandfather. I grew up with my grandmother. And my grandmother always tell me, we're talking about robberies now. My grandmother used to always tell me, if this does not belong to you, do not interfere with it or do not take it. She said, first, don't interfere with it. So that means don't even think
about it. Yeah. Mm.
That she was instilled that.
No children picking up anything, anyhow, anyway, anytime. I don't know what kind of parents it have out there, boy. It's sad. But really, like said, this Maxi robbery thing is very serious. I hope the authorities listen and, you know, go to do something about that. After all, we are in an SOE. And this SOE is a joke. These things cannot be happening. SOE is a joke. We have soldiers, we have thing on the come on, man. Put some soldiers on the bus route, something. If you know it have certain strategic spots, where there's going to be no anyways a hotspot right now, but certain strategic spots where this happening, put the soldiers out there. Let me do something. You know? Any final words there? So.
Well, as I say, the drivers continue to be vigilant, and persons who traveling, try to make yourself less of a target. Be aware. Because, I do drive, and I see people from the time they come in the maxi, and with the air condition, probably after a hard day's work, they want to relax.
Yeah.
But you're relaxing, and you're not aware of your surroundings. You're on your phone from Port of Spain to Arima.
As soon as somebody come in your maxi, you take a picture of them one time.
Again, you have to be careful with all of these things. Sometimes, again, you know, people will miss him. You know, you could escalate a shit. Where are you taking my picture for?
It's for your own safety.
Where are you taking my picture for? Again, maybe futuristic cameras.
I think that could be a deterrent. Because if you pull out your thing, you're taking a picture, man, and man, you're taking a picture. Where are you taking my picture for? By man, go ahead. You want to take the next maxi or something, you know?
Well, again, it's ideas.
It's something ideas, simple, but could be
ideas,
done.
It's ideas, you know? And we open for ideas.
Mm.
As again, I'm saying, just don't make yourself a target. I see people coming in the maxis and on the phone, the expensive phone.
People open up their laptop. Yeah, boy.
Especially if you're making a short distance, secure your personal belongings and don't make it look lucrative that, hey, you see this opportunity, hey, look, that laptop, and be there saying, Apple laptop.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
you come in a Maxi and a man open up an Apple laptop.
You see, that target one time, a man seen gold there, boy, you know? Put your money in your socks, woman, put your money, you know, woman has hide money all over the place. Hide that money. Where does hide that money, boy?
And I set up jewelry
and things. No, it's not time for that.
Not in public transportation.
I mean, it's sadder that we had to come to that. But that is the reality we live in.
Well, you had to use wisdom in everything that you do, you know.
Yeah, boy. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, babe.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about the maxi drivers and them too.
Mm.
I will tell you something. It has some smart man drivers too, eh? Not like my partner, where you had it. Hitting my cousin owned two maxi. And hitting my cousin stuff that he get robbed. He get robbed, and this time he ain't get robbed and keeping the man money and seeing he get robbed. The last thing he do is drop the man maxi up inside Cora and say the bandit and them came up there.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the man all the man money and he ain't get no robbed at all. You know?
Okay.
But he investigate. Hmm. You understand?
Yeah. Well, boy. Sad them things that happened too. Hello? I know what he did. Yeah. I didn't want to say this, but you think there are some maxi drivers who setting up the thing to get robbed to buy?
I don't want to go down the road, but again, it's human beings you're dealing with, the reality of it, that it could happen.
Yeah.
But I don't think that way based on the interaction I have with my members right now and the togetherness we have with the fellas in the fraternity. Most likely not. But again, it's human beings. There's always that possibility.
Anything.
Human, there's always that possibility.
Human beings, man, boy, man capable of anything, you know?
Yep.
Good day, gentlemen. So I appreciate respect and truth. And see where the president of the Maxi Association, whichever band he may represent, it could be the East West Corridor or whatnot. So the gentleman understand that when you evolve, and respect is very important. And safety in this country is a major factor, and safety is not there. And I thank you for taking the time to bring in the awareness to the country and the society. Continue to stand up for truth and respect. Have a good day.
All right, thank you there very much, caller. Yeah, man, so like you were saying, your final words, any advice to people and, you know, some of your members there especially?
I say my first thing, I just pray and ask God every day for your guidance and for you and your family, and try not to make yourself a soft target. Your valuables, secure it, put it away, don't be so flashy, and be aware. You come in your maxi, yes, you may tired, you may want to doze, but sit down. If you're looking at that, you know you may doze, sit down to somebody next door, to somebody that you know.
Mm.
Because I have seen people sleep in maxis and pass the stop.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, that's happened. People tell, but it's not every time you're going to a maxi, you go see somebody.
No, I'm just saying, probably somebody that you know or you're comfortable with, or just be aware. Keep your awareness up. Don't just be a soft target. Because I see people with the phone right by the door,
with the
big chain right by the door,
and
a person coming out, and opportunities, he snatch your phone, he snatch your chain, and he run.
Opportunity. Yes, yeah, like, well, crime is opportunity, and we have to. You have to think that, you know what I mean? All right, boss, thank you very much, and wish the Maxi Taxi Association all the best. Be safe out there, folks.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.